From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Israel's prime minister lashed out at U.S. President Barack Obama Saturday, accusing him of a shameful move at the United Nations on West Bank settlements. Benjamin Netanyahu said every U.S. president since Jimmy Carter had kept an agreement not to try to impose conditions on a peace deal for Israel. But Friday, he said the U.S. broke that agreement by abstaining when the U.N. Security Council passed a resolution calling for an end to settlements in Palestinian areas. He said, and yesterday, in complete contrast to that commitment, including an explicit commitment by President Obama himself in 2011, the Obama administration conducted a shameful anti-Israel ambush at the UN. Although the U.S. opposes the settlements, it has traditionally used its veto power as a permanent member of the Security Council to block similar resolutions. Russian and Syrian fighter planes continued airstrikes in rebel-held areas Saturday, with at least 5 people killed west of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes on the town of Atareb west of Aleppo killed 5 people. The activist-based Aleppo Media Center said 7 people died in the air campaign. Residents and rebels said Russian and Syrian jets also staged heavy airstrikes on rebel-held parts of southern and western Aleppo. At least 8 airstrikes also targeted towns in rebel-held Idlib province. The Syrian army took full control of Aleppo earlier this week, but large portions of the suburban areas remain under rebel control. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump says he will dissolve his controversial charitable foundation to avoid even the appearance of a conflict of interest. In a statement Saturday, Trump said his charitable foundation had done enormous good works over the years by contributing millions of dollars to what he called worthy groups. He said, given the conflicts of interest, he will pursue philanthropic efforts in other ways. The revelation comes as the New York Attorney General's office investigates the foundation following media reports that foundation spending went to benefit Trump's campaign. The foundation is under investigation for violating tax laws against self-dealing, where nonprofit leaders use charities for self-benefit. A spokesman for the New York Attorney General's office said Trump cannot dissolve the foundation while an investigation is going on. Christians from around the world gathered in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate Christmas. Robert Berger was among those who gathered at Manger Square for the celebration.
Pilgrims from around the world watched the festivities and also spent some solemn prayer time at the Grotto of the Nativity, where tradition says Jesus was born. Bethany Walker came from South Africa.
It was very emotional, and there is such an anointing actually on that spot. It's as if you can take that little baby's hand and just receive him and say, welcome in this world.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
The Philippines is bracing for the arrival of a powerful typhoon on Christmas Day. The U.S. military's Joint Typhoon Warning Center said that Noctem, or Nina, was a super typhoon with sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour. The Philippine Weather Bureau said the storm should have maximum winds of 170 kilometers per hour when it reaches the province of Catanduanes. Authorities in Tunisia arrested the nephew of suspected Berlin Christmas market attacker Anis Amri, along with 2 other Islamist militant suspects said to be connected to Amri. The Tunisian Interior Ministry, that is, said in a statement Saturday the 3 suspects are members of a terrorist cell. Meanwhile, Germany continues to search for possible accomplices of the suspected Berlin truck attacker 1 day after he was killed in a shootout with police in Milan, Italy. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.